particular location. It's a gable wall that had a mural on it maybe 20 years ago. I remember Conor Kearney did a lot of footballers up there with some students at the time. And but it's been crying out for a mural for a long, long time. And, you know, it's been talked about for quite a while as to what should be there and everything. And it was decided amongst, I suppose, amongst local businesses and in conjunction with Rory Gallagher's family and in conjunction with the photographer himself to choose this particular image of Rory Gallagher. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a spectacular, oversized black and white image of Rory playing his famous Fender Stratocaster. And it's from a photograph from 1973 by a guy called Henrik Klaas. And it was taken in Hamburg. But it's going to be lovely. I think it's going to have a great impact on that end of the town. It's on, what would you call it, the ports and the bridge end side of the town. For people who aren't familiar with it, Ballyshannon is divided by the river in two sides. So it's on the south side of the river. People are very excited to see it going up. I think it will have a big impact locally, but also internationally, really, because, as you know, during the festival time, people come from about 20 different countries to our little town, and the photographs will be spread far and wide throughout the world on social media, and already it's creating quite a stir, to be honest. So we're really looking forward to it.
This just further secures the links with the town and with Rory Gallagher himself.
Yeah, I mean, the link with Rory Gallagher, of course, he was born here in 1948, lived for a number of years in the town, not too many, before he moved to Derry for a short while and then back to Cork, where he spent most of his early growing up years in Cork. And but we've kept that link here, and through the festival, through the efforts of the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, they've built a really, really strong link with the Rory Gallagher fans all over the world, with the family. And of course, he's in 2010, we unveiled the bronze life-size statue of Rory. And now this is another extension of that in a way. There's a number of different areas around the town. We've the Rory Gallagher Theatre up in the Abbey Centre, and his birthplace is up at the Rock Hospital. We have Rory Gallagher Place down on the port, close to where the mural is. And it's like, you know, you can go on your own Rory Gallagher walking tour around town online if you don't know about it. It's called the Rory Gallagher Rock and Stroll, if you want to look that one up. But this is really planned for the regeneration of, you know, all of the town of Ballyshannon, but for that particular area in the ports and bridge end. There's a lot of things that could be done down there, and this would be one of the first measures, to be honest, to take. To have an impact, to get a bit of a stir going, but also we'd like to develop that area around the bridge end as a very attractive, interesting place to go, to visit, to have a bit of fun in the festival, you know, with festival time. So there's a nice little kind of a vibe in that area of town where there are a number of pubs and businesses in close location to each other, and it's a great place during the festivals. If you've ever been here during the Folk Festival or the Rory Gallagher Festival or various parades, where you can gather together and I suppose experience the bridge end. And now with Rory there as a backdrop to it all, it'll be an additional exciting thing for the town. So it's great to see it, and we're all happy, and I'd like to thank all those people involved who have kind of supported it and been involved in the preparation so far.